Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great of Astromind 2012. And tonight we're going to be doing some psychic readings. And we're going to be talking about twin flames, soulmates, ruins, tarot cards, pendulum readings. We also do energetic healing, which is we use sacred geometry by using matrix codes. And basically, these matrix codes, you program into your chakras to deprogram whatever blocked emotions that you may be having. You can use them to block, draw out blocked emotions. You can use them to increase your psychic gifts, your psychic power. There's so many different ways that you can also deprogram your energetic field. And the way I look at it, it's kind of like energetically we have all these types of different programs that are on us, and a lot of it's programming from our childhood, a lot of it's programming from the matrix, and a lot of it's programming from different other energies that affect us. So for an example, if you energetically have a program and there was something going on in your life, like for an example, it's a relationship, which I call the cat and mouse program. And if that is in your energetic field, then you'll notice there's a lot of chasing back and forth in relationships. And that's what we call the cat and the mouse. And then there's another program called the checkerboard program. And the checkerboard program is pretty much what we're all playing now. Whether it be, you know, financial checkerboard programming, whether it be trying to figure out the light side of you and the shadow side of you, trying to balance that out. Or it could be because you're playing, somebody's playing mind games with you. And that's what I call the checkerboard programming. And then what we also have is the white rabbit, which is called white rabbit programming. And how that works, it's kind of like somebody leading you down. You think they're nice people, you know, you think they're cool people, but you're leading down the white rabbit and you think it's cute, but then it takes you down to what we call the black rabbit. And the black rabbit is kind of like, they call it the Alice in Wonderland programming. So you go down and you find Alice, and she takes you down to the white rabbit, and then the white rabbit takes you to the black, and then the black takes you to the red. And once you see signs of the red rabbit, then that is the signs of danger. In other words, you know, you need to start looking at things more legitimately, or it could be dangerous otherwise. Danger has a lot to do with the red rabbit program. So you want to energetically deprogram the white rabbit, the black rabbit, and the red rabbit. And then we also have what we call the ultraviolet light, which is also a trigger set up in your energetic field that certain lights can set you off. In other words, it can upset you, it can mess up your emotions. Technically, a lot of mystical creatures, like part of myths and legends and things like that, that's all real, folks. And you could take it for a grain of salt, but I believe it is all real. If you look at our history, it has been proven that there are other intelligent life forms out there, you know, like ETs, terrestrials, reptilians, and, you know, we're not the only ones in the universe. And that's not just all conspiracy, you know. But if you look at it in that way, you know, everything does exist. And it's not just all conspiracy either. It's pretty much one universal energy that we can all bond with, that we can all co-create in our own reality to co-create what we want to create. But anyway, going back to these matrix codes, we're all part of the matrix. And the matrix has a lot to do with these codes. Now, you can program yourself energetically or deprogram yourself energetically through your chakras. And you have so many chakras that are in your body that you can energetically deprogram, and a lot of these different triggers and programs that have been put on us energetically. This all has to do with programming. By the time we were born and before we came into a physical body, and energetically we're being affected by all types of different things, because all we are is energy. And yeah, you could do the colors, because colors are very powerful as well, because they're also part of programs. If you look at everything logically, everything has to do with numbers and codes. So if you look at in that way, you know, like a scientist aspect, is that everything is matter and everything is energy and codes. So anything can be pretty much part of the matrix, you know. And everything is a program. And so once you deprogram it, you get rid of it. The best way to deprogram certain things is by doing affirmations, because affirmations is a high vibration energy, even though it's not going to motivate you anymore than what you already have. But it will help for you to broadcast a lot more positive things in your life. I just want to do a closing prayer, sacred space, before we get any callers or whatever. And this prayer that I'm going to be doing is Native American. I just found it today. It says, "To the winds of the south, of great separate, wrap your coils of light around me. Teach us to shed the past away from our head and our skin. Teach us to walk softly on the earth. Teach us the beauty way. To the winds of the west, Mother Jagger, protect the medicine space. Teach us the way of peace, to live in impactfully. Show us the way beyond death. To the winds of the north, Hummingbird, Grandmother, Grandfather, Ancient Ones, come warm your hands on our fire. Whisper your wisdom to you, send the wind. We honor you to have before us, and who will come after our children's children. To the winds of the east, Great Eagle, Condor, come to us from the place of the rising sun. Keep us under your wing. Show us the mountains we only dare to dream of. Help us to fly wing to wing with Great Spirit. Mother Earth, we have come for the healing of our children, the stone people, the planet people, the four-legged, the two-legged, the creepy crawlers, to find the fruit and the winged ones for all our relations. Father, Son, Grandmother Moon, Star Nations, thank you for sharing your light upon our path, Great Spirit, who are known by a thousand names and who are unhumbled one. Thank you for allowing us to sing the song of life one more day. Amen." And so I just wanted to do that little prayer for everybody. I feel like that clears the space, that opens up a sacred space in your home. You can do like little prayers like that, and they really work. If you believe in spells, you believe in chants, you believe in curses, it's all real, you know. A lot of this comes from our past lives. A lot of the things that we need to deprogram. Also, curses are, a lot of people say, you know, you can't have a curse sign. Well, it's not true. You can have a curse on you, because you have been cursed from your past life, past life, past life, passed down from generation to generation to generation. And so you need to get that cleared up and start deprogramming, start getting a lot of this. Start stepping outside of yourself, folks, and start going back in to your inner child, which is your muscle line energy. start taking your power back, the things that have been taken from you. It's not all just about religion. It's about taking your power back. It's about clearing yourself energetically, connecting with your oversoul and your higher selves. And once you learn to clear up all that energy that has been passed down from generation to generation, then you'll begin the process of your ascension. You'll begin the process of clearing up what has been blocked from you. And it will go on, and it will clear with what you need to do. And so you'll start to clear it up, and others will start to follow you, and what worked for you will work for other people, because they're going to start opening up to a lot of different things. And if there's any callers out there, and I'd like to get some callers for psychic readings,